For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. I usually ignore PETA because those hypocrites are more interested in getting media attention than actually helping animals. But now they're attacking one of my favorite sports heroes, and I just can't let that go. Denver Broncos linebacker Von Miller, one of the greatest defensive players who ever lived and a respected free-range chicken rancher, recently went fishing off the coast of Florida, where he hooked a hammerhead shark while he and his friends were fishing for other species. The shark was an incidental catch, and Miller did not mean to catch a shark of any kind. But when he reeled the 9.5-foot shark onto the boat, he knew he had a heck of a catch. He posed for a picture with the monstrous fish, then released it back into the water. Unfortunately, the pictures show a good deal of blood on and around the shark. That blood prompted some who saw the picture to assume the shark had been killed. But here's a newsflash. Sharks and other fish often bleed when they're caught, but they don't die from losing a little bit of blood. Miller asserts that he released the shark back into the ocean and it was alive and well when it swam away. But PETA says he committed a crime. It's illegal to kill a hammerhead shark in Florida waters. Nobody from PETA was on the boat, yet they say Miller killed the shark and that he's guilty of violating Florida law. Please, get a life, PETA. Maybe Miller shouldn't have posed for a picture with the shark or posted that picture to his Instagram feed. But at least he's showing his viewers an animal they otherwise might never see and educating people about a species that needs a little conservation help. All PETA's doing is making allegations that cost law-abiding sportsmen time and money. To show my support for Miller, I believe I'm going to go eat a hamburger. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.